5'6". What it do? Bruising banter. We back. We bike. You thought we was done? I don't know why you thought that. But here we are. Fellas, how's it going?
It's going. Got a headache, but it's going.
God damn it, James. What? Why you got a headache?
So I don't know if it was my other glasses or it's just the 2 days that I've worked, but like today I worked 12 hours. Yesterday I worked 12 hours, but today I wore my other glasses and my other glasses are a little tighter. So I don't know if they're like just squeezing on my head, but I have a headache from it now or from just working all those hours. One of the two.
I don't think that's how that works, bro.
I don't know, bro. I just have a headache.
My brain.
Yeah. Just have a headache. I don't know. Sorry. Can't have a headache?
Not on the day we record.
Oh, shit.
Fucking Advil or something, bro. God,
I thought about damn. It. But
you're 63 years old, James. You know how many years you've been having headaches?
I don't have headaches a lot, bro.
63 is a long time.
That's crazy. At least it ain't, what's it called? The measles is going around.
Whoa. Right out of the gate, huh, James?
Just saying, bro.
Shit.
I saw that on the news today. For Lubbock, but they're having a little meeting about it. I said, oh, it's spreading like that? That's crazy.
A measles drive? Fuck it.
A measles drive? I don't know if it was a measles drive, but it was something.
All right.
Middle of an outbreak. Had the first measles-related death in the U.S. in 10 years. And motherfucking Bobby's talking about, oh, you know, it's not that uncommon for us to... Bitch! It's been 10 years. Hey, y'all got to get y'all's boy Robert.
We shouldn't be dying from measles at big old 2025. Mm.
Indeed, we should not. So for those of you who aren't familiar, right, we can provide some context. I made sure to, you know, fact check myself on this. Started in Gaines County in a prominently, mostly Mennonite community. Now, for those of you who don't know, these Mennonites... Well, they're immigrants, and these specific people do not vaccinate themselves or their children. Now, what I will say, and P and I had a conversation about this, is there a difference between anti-vax and, let's call it, being medically, you know, uneducated, ignorant, etc.? These people, they grew up in a part of the world where, in their community, vaccines aren't a thing. It's not that they're openly against it. They don't believe in the science. It's just... I think this is my assumption that they don't rely on it. So whenever they move to the States, they don't have that knowledge. Like me, I grew up, went through the school. Everybody got shots. If you wanted to go to school, you got to get shot. You want to go to college, you got to get shot. And so if I were to just have my daughter and say, nope, no vaccines for her, I think that makes me anti-vax as opposed to just not knowing about it. So what are y'all's thoughts?
I feel like it treads that line a little bit just because they can come here to the States and stuff. And they're like, oh, well, we don't have that where we're from and stuff, but they can get taught that here. And then at that point, they can make a decision or just like, oh, okay, that makes sense. Or just like, nah. At that point, you're kind of like towing that line a little bit compared to just the anti-vaxxers where they have all the information. They've been to school. They know all this, but they don't believe in science, apparently. Yeah. So it's just like they're towing that line a little bit just right there. Just because I know they've probably been in the States for a minute already. So I feel like you Google some things or you talk to some people at least and you're still like, nah, we cool. That's why I'm like, that's just right there.
Greg, is there a difference?
We had some controversy last week. G called the angler fish an angel fish about 8 times. So I just want to clarify. Earlier he said that Gaines County is prominently Mennonite. I think he meant predominantly. I'm just trying to clear that up before we go any further. I'm trying to help you out, G. I'm sorry.
No, yeah, that's good. I'm out. Please. We're a sponsor.
Very well said, though, James. I agree with everything you said. Mm-hmm. I am on Team's Vax. I think if the COVID vaccine was taken by more people, then we would have had it, you know, put in a better box.
Mm-hmm.
So with that being said, fuck those other vatos. Fuck them anti-vaxxers, bro. They're all stupid. There's no line. They're dumb motherfuckers, bro. They've been here long enough to have kids in this school system, right? Then they sure as fuck know what a vaccine is, and they chose not to get their kids the vaccine.
Mm. So there's a a follow-up question. P said, and I'm not going to throw her in the bus. She just brought it up to me, and I'm bringing it to the pod. Should, if I'm an anti-vaxxer, which I'm not, let's be clear. If I, relax, I got shot records for my kid. You can watch out. If I'm an anti-vaxxer with a kid who is sick, right, and let's say sick from something that a vaccine could have prevented, if there's another person that shows up with a vax or a vaccinated child and their child is sick, who should get that hospital bed?
Wait, can you repeat the question, Jay? I'm sorry, I got a little lost.
There's a scenario, right? You have a family with an unvaccinated child, or let's just say person, right? It doesn't have to be a kid. I don't want to go that dark. And then you have a vaccinated person or child, and there's one hospital bed. Who should get said hospital bed?
Are you talking about what happened with so-and-so?
Oh, I don't know if there's a specific. I'm not talking about anything specifically. Okay, okay. This is just a scenario, you know, and it's not like a knife wound or anything where it's, you know, super serious. But who gets the bed in that situation?
I think you got to give it to the person that's vaccinated, because in my mind, if their child's not vaxxed, what other things are they not going to allow me to help their child with when they get to the hospital? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, at that point, take care of the one that's has the vaccines, because I mean the other one, they can have whatever, they're not vaccinated and just, you know, have a whole outbreak in the hospital for all you know, or they can be more susceptible to catch whatever is in the hospital as well because they're not vaccinated or anything.
What about you, Dr. Greg?
You got to give it to the person that's vaccinated, because I mean it sucks, but her parents made a bad decision, and I think you should reward the parents that you know contributed to the expulsion of whatever the vaccine was for. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I'm on the same side. I don't know. Surely
we have duties. Right?
Hey, I'm not gonna argue with you.
There's fail safes in place, right? I don't think a hospital is gonna turn anybody away.
Yeah.
I don't think there's ever gonna be a situation like that. But if there was, right, who's got the better fighting chance? And I think the person with the compromised immune system, I mean, hey, listen, you got voted off the island. Sorry.
Yeah.
Eject those hospital bed cuts.
We actually got a spare bed out back in the alley if y'all want
to. You guys go hit the back alley doctor or something like that. Because, I mean, it is what it is. It's just like
a shaman.
Like, I just make it so, like, I guess, like, simple. But even in the wild, if somebody can't keep up, they're too weak, they came out, like, you know, a defect or something, they get left behind. And
are you saying this from experience? Because
that's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying, like, in general, like, in the wild and stuff, it's just, hey, we gotta take care of who we can take care of, and you're not fitting the bill.
First G's quiz corner. What is that concept y'all are talking about? Survival of the fittest is what? What is that known as?
What do you mean?
It's got a specific name. There was a... No, I'm drawing blank.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Survival of the fittest.
Like a theorem?
Yes. Whose is it, though?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Survival of the fittest, that's Edgar Allan Poe.
Edgar Allan Poe.
Rapping and the tapping. Y'all, go on to the next thing. I'm going to figure this out real quick.
Okay, because I don't know off the top of my head.
It is a thing...
Oh, that's what I was going to ask, because I meant to ask it last week. So, you know, people have collectibles and everything that they have in their houses and stuff. So I was just curious, do y'all, like, collect anything, or y'all have anything that's super, like, valuable to you? It doesn't have to be, like, valuable in money, but just, like, valuable to you that you have in your house or that you collect or anything?
Darwinism.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right.
Charles Darwin. Apologies.
Gotcha.
All right.
I was lost. I was like, what the fuck is he talking about? Cheese quiz.
Do I have anything sentimental as far as collections go, or things that I'm keeping? No, man. I guess since having a kid, there's some small things that we'll keep of hers. But prior to that, I mean, P and I have some of our wedding stuff. But those aren't collectibles, because you're talking about like stamps or coins or some shit, right?
Basically. Well, I mean... Yeah, I mean, just whatever, though. It doesn't have to be anything like that. I'm just saying, like, if it is a collectible, cool. But if it's something else, then that's fine, too.
No, man, I have a really bad habit of stealing glasses from bars. So if you count those.
Mm-hmm. Glass collector. That's something, yeah.
Ash Ketchum with them things. I'm taking them off. Or ramekins from restaurants, like the nice ramekins. The glass, like what they serve, they bring the ranch out in.
Oh, okay, okay.
They're steel or glassy. I take them hoes.
Yeah, that's not bad. Greg?
What's the threshold? I mean, is there like after 3 it's a collection, after 6 it's a collection? Like, what's the number? I got 12 colognes, and I want more.
God.
I don't know why you asked for a threshold. You got 12.
What is it, 3, 4? Because I got 12.
I guess it's that. Memories of the women I loved and lost.
Oh, my gosh. Oof.
Hats. I got a lot of hats.
So hats and cologne?
Yeah, whatever.
I'm just asking.
That's all. I mean, I'm looking around and I don't get you.
That's all I'm wondering. Hats and cologne. Got you. I'm surprised you don't have like one of them, that cupboard like from Anchorman just has all them bitches.
Sex Panther.
Yeah.
I've been looking for one. I can't find a good one.
Man has an armoire of cologne. James, what do you collect?
Well, you know, I'm an anime fan, so I have a lot of manga. Right now, it looks like I'm collecting consoles at the moment because I got a GameCube, the Xbox, a PS5. That's it right now. But I have 3 things right now. I just have to look at what I had back then. But it's just
fine game consoles. I guess the threshold is 3.
I guess three.
James, am I collecting?
Well, you're collecting guitars.
I got
bro.
4. I forgot. I got an acoustic one. Ah, hell yeah, I'm a guitar player.
Yeah. I got shit. I mean, and then I got like just anime art and just like artist art and everything like that, like musical artist, my fault, and shit like that. But that's really all I collect. I'm trying to think of anything else that I collect. I mean, if you want to collect, I guess it's more like just junk at this point. But every phone that I've had, I have them all.
What just, the fuck?
I don't Why? Know. I just have them. I don't know. They're just in my closet. I need to throw them away or something because I ain't gonna get no money for them. So they're just there.
Bitches, what's the oldest phone you have? Bag phone.
A Galaxy 3?
Damn.
Galaxy 3? Yeah.
1988 represent.
Or which one came first? The Galaxy 3 or that one iPhone that they had the color drops for them?
Oh, that's a great question. I don't know.
I don't know.
Well, I have both of those. So whichever came first, one of those is the oldest.
Hey,
get rid of that shit, man.
What's up?
Sorry, Greg. What? You're an anime guy, right? You just said
yeah.
What is hentai?
Why are you asking?
I'm just it seems like it's Japanese related, so I'm just trying to see if you know anything about it.
I know what it is, yes.
Do you collect it?
How do you collect that? You don't collect
hentai. You tell us, collector.
Who?
Collector.
I collect small trinkets.
Nah, I'm not that deep into the anime world, but hentai, you know, it's adult cartoons, like, you know, porn, but cartoon, not anime porn, you know what I mean? And there's some people that be, you know, they collect the figurines and stuff, and they have the upskirts and all the weird shit. But nah, that's like beyond what I go to. That's crazy.
Sounds like you're kink shaming.
I'm not kink shaming. I'm not yoking anybody. John, if that's what you want to do, that's what you want to do. But I'm just saying my threshold is just anime, like just action pizza. Shit, some drama shit. Mm-hmm. No, that's it. I don't need any of that extracurricular. If that's what you want to do, that's what you want to do.
Okay. Okay. If you say so.
I do.
Okay. I mean, I've listened to some anime corner pods. There's been some. It gets pretty hot and steamy sometimes, James.
I don't know. Where's getting hot and steamy at? It ain't for me. You listen to the wrong pod.
I could be listening to the wrong pod.
That's the wrong corner, G.
So this doesn't sound like James.
It ain't me. Tell you that.
All right. I guess going back to the collection thing, I did buy a new cologne yesterday. I was going to talk about it.
So 13?
No, 12.
Oh.
I was gonna talk about it, but now I'm thinking like, damn, do I just want to gatekeep a little bit?
Don't do that.
Well, that's crazy.
Anyway, I bought 724 by MFK. Shit slaps. Nice little spring summer fragrance. It smells like you just, you know, like you took a nice shower. You know what I'm saying?
Did you say MLK?
MFK.
Oh, okay. I was like,
I heard MGK, like Machine Gun Kelly. I don't know, though.
The fuck out of here, bro.
So you smell like you just got out the shower?
It smells good, bro. It smells nice. It smells like you just got out the shower in Paris. Imagine.
There ain't no AC. Would you be musty?
Hey. Anyway, they got a release coming out in April. It's supposed to be fire. Y'all heard it here first. It's supposed to be the Baccarat Slayer.
Lucky number 13.
People in the fragrance world would know what that means. Y'all stink. It's not my fault. I don't know.
That's crazy. Whatever.
Hey. I got my little colognes. I got my little spritzes. I smell okay.
Spritz.
Damn. We ain't
over, bro.
Decolletage in the cologne world, okay?
That's a good word.
Decolletage.
Is it like a pre-sale? You got to buy it early?
The cologne? Nah.
Yeah.
Shit. It might be a joke. They said April 1st, and it didn't even occur to me until just now. Like, what the fuck with me?
Damn. They fooled you.
Yo, that's what it's looking like. But whatever. Do you, bro.
Hey,
smell good.
MFK guy was telling me about it. He said it's supposed to be fire. Then he was like, smell this. And he put out an empty vial. I was like, ain't nothing in it. He's like, that's the last thing I left of it.
Hey, we're like,
droplet.
Mix all your colognes together and then threw it on.
No. Like, suicide at the lunch. Yeah. Get the fuck out of here, James.
I'm just curious. Just curious, bro.
Was it juicy? He smell like shit.
Oh my goodness.
Greg, how do you pick your cologne? Like, not in the store, but like whenever you're looking at it in the morning, how do you decide which one you're wearing?
It just depends on the vibe. If it's cold, like, you know, if it's going to be cold at lunchtime or if it's going to be warm at lunchtime. Depends on what I wore yesterday, what I got going on tomorrow. You know what I'm saying?
Why is it specific to lunchtime?
That's usually when I'm out the office.
Oh, so you wearing cologne just for other people?
Yeah, dude. I want them to be like, damn, he smell good.
You thirsty as hell.
I'm like, that's right. I do smell good. You don't smell
damn
like
damn right. I mean, smell good.
Cafeteria man gotta smell good.
Exactly.
True. Instead of smelling like cafeteria.
Cafeterias are nostalgic as hell.
When last time you been in a cafeteria besides Greg?
Last year, bro. I was a teacher.
Oh, I didn't know you went to the cafeteria, though.
Of course. What teacher wasn't in the cafeteria while you were in school?
There's some teachers that just stay in their office.
I did stay in my room a lot, but we had to go pick up our badass little kids from the cafeteria.
Okay. I'm just curious. They usually have, like, the coaches or, like, some aides or something like that just to walk them back to their class or something.
Them lunch monitors, hey, if you are one, do your job better, man, because y'all suck.
Damn.
My kids come back riled up whenever y'all walking them up them stairs. If y'all don't yell at these kids. Anyway, sorry. James, you had something else to bring up.
Oh, I have a lot of things to bring up, but that was just one of the things. But
Mr. Document?
This is just a random question. All right, what three Pokemon would you catch if they were real?
Ooh.
And then I'm going to flip this question, and y'all not going to like it.
Yeah, Gyarados.
You ain't no way you catch one, my boy. You got regular ass Pokeballs.
You a Gyarados trainer? I don't believe
you. I'm catching a Gyarados, bro.
You must have had a Magikarp from the get-go. You ain't no way you catching a Gyarados.
Greg walking around with
Gyarados.
Greg's walking around with Magikarp, Psyduck, and some bum ass. What's that, Mimer?
Mr. Mimer. Or Shellder. Yeah. Shellder.
Nah. Give me two Gyarados then.
Fuck no. Get the fuck out of here. I don't know what kind of trainer you think you are.
The goat. And then one Onyx.
This.
Get the fuck out of here.
For those of you who aren't Pokemon savvy, we might have to clip this and make it into an Instagram reel because this man talking about some fire ass Pokemon and we know he a bum ass trainer.
If you catch
it, y'all know what kind of balls I got, dude.
I
got balls for this shit.
You ain't got the ultras.
Nah, bro. You're not catching two Gyarados and then an Onix.
Ain't no way.
First of all, how you even gonna catch the Onix with two water types? That don't make any sense.
I ain't throwing my water type at him. I'm gonna throw a Pokeball at him.
All right, slap that shit right back.
Nah, you got it, bro.
I'm gonna give me a Snorlax, and then give me a Cubone. And then what is the or give me an Eevee.
That's dope. That's good. That's good. For me, I gotta stick with my guy Charmander for sure. Let's see, what is that? Growlithe. That's the other one.
That dumbass little bear dog.
It's gonna turn into an Arcanine. So hey, I'll take it.
I almost said Arcanine. No fire, literally.
What'd you say? No, it ain't.
You're not gonna evolve no Pokemon, bro.
Coming from the guy that caught two Gyarados, I ain't trying to hear shit.
I didn't have to evolve my Pokemon, bro.
You gotta get the fuck out of here, bro. my last one, probably. Let me think. A Scyther.
Hey, he cold as hell.
Yeah,
I might take a Hitmonchan.
Yeah, or Himmolin or Hitmonchan. Yeah, I would take one of them.
Honorable mention though, give me a Gengar. I always fuck.
Yeah, that was like, that was my second choice until James pissed me off. Had to get two Gyaradoses.
Yeah, Gastly or Gengar. Hell yeah.
I'd be pissed if I had a fucking Weezing.
Bro,
I'd never let him out.
What's that? Your Pokeball? None.
Nah. Don't mind that.
Say, that's your last one.
Hey, you got one more Pokemon, right? Nah. He's out of commission.
Nah, bro. Have you ever seen those memes? And it's taking on Pokemon for a second. What's his name? The gold bird, the legendary one. Fuck is his name?
Zapdos.
Ho-Ho. So Ho-Ho is like the protector of like Entei and all those legendary dog Pokemon. And then Zapdos, Arcanine, Articuno, and Moltres, they're like the bane to Lugia. So it's like the Ho-Ho takes care of his kids, and then the badass kids are just jumping their mom with Lugia. Every time, just trying to whoop his ass.
Good point.
But anyway.
Excellent point.
I was going to flip the question, but I think I already asked y'all this a long time ago, so I'm not going to ask it again.
All right.
Yeah, I would have caught an Articuno too on the cool.
All right, bro.
You ain't got the means to travel to all these islands that you have to get these Pokemon, Greg.
Y'all don't know what I got.
Real talk though, this man would find the back alley black market type shit to find these Pokemon. Like he wouldn't go out there in catch room. He wouldn't put in the legwork.
Try to go up these snowy mountains to get an Articuno. I don't believe it.
Imagine in some yellows and a vest.
And the butters?
You're full.
Hell nah.
Bumbleclot Articuno. I can see it.
Nah. Like you said, back alleyways to get an Articuno.
Oh, yeah. He ain't catching them for real. He ain't like that. He ain't built like that.
That's crazy.
Speaking of being built a certain way, y'all hear about the Colombian man who had the cocaine sewn into his wig?
Yes, bro.
They peeled his muffin cap back blue.
They did.
Yeah, James, this man, Colombian, trying to get to Amsterdam. They, I guess, somehow found him out. Again, fact checking. I do it. I don't. Sometimes it happens. Sometimes it don't. But from what I could gather, going through the airport, gets flagged or noticed by somebody. And the next image that you see is this man with his face in his hands and they're peeling his wig off. And you can see just the cocaine lining the inside of this man's wig.
Damn.
So this may sound like I'm a federale like James, but I promise, I assure you I'm not. If you were to smuggle, how are you smuggling? Where are you smuggling that you know you wouldn't get caught with it?
Real quick, follow-up question. How much did he have?
It's a great question. You have to check it yourself.
Okay.
Just curious. I do not know. Or listen, while you answer, I'll go and find out.
Okay. Oh, so when nobody would find it, shit. I don't know where I would put it. You know what? I put it in one of my mangas, like turn it into like a paper or whatever, and just put it in the books.
That's good, bro. Ain't nobody gonna open up that hentai in the airport.
All right, bro.
Like, holy shit! What is this?
Well, just put a hentai cover over it, and then they're like, "Oh, I'm not opening this shit. Keep it pushing."
Are you freaky as hell? He had 220 grams.
You know, 220 grams.
Yep.
That's crazy.
I don't know why. Why are you taking it to Amsterdam, bro? Can't you just get it already in Amsterdam? Isn't every drug legal there?
You asking two black men? Who the fuck we know?
I don't know.
You're the one that's traveled.
Listen, I ain't taking load Legos to Legoland. Is what I'm saying.
Mm. So where are you storing
it? If I had to store some contraband, I'm gonna put it in my damn, I don't know, man. It's tough. Cause I got some nice ass hair.
Just cut that shit.
Fuck, I'm gonna get them shades that the side thing come off. You can put stuff in it. I'm gonna try to get through like that.
Yeah, I mean, you're not taking a lot then.
Nah, taking like two joints.
Your neck. just for recreational purposes. So I think I'm gonna get a BBL.
Oh my god.
But I'm gonna load it with whatever kind of contraband that I'm carrying.
Load that bitch up.
With some liquid cocaine or something. It's like, damn, he got a fat ass. Like, hey, yo.
Who's saying that?
If I'm walking through an airport with a BBL, somebody's gonna say that. Hey, he dumped it. Type shit. You know what I'm saying?
Type shit. Hell no.
I think eventually I'm gonna learn how to use that. I haven't yet, but I'm getting there. I think I'm getting closer.
Only BBL I want to see y'all with is Bruising Banter Live, baby. One of these days we're gonna do it.
There you go.
Man, that's clever. I thought you really wanted to see one of us with the BBL because I was gonna get a little concerned.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. Do y'all remember when go ahead.
Nah, James, go fuck
already,
with James.
I've already told two things, bro. You go ahead.
This is BBJ, right? Bruce Banter James.
Go ahead. Go.
Lewis always be bringing up. We talk about Lewis a lot on the cool. BBL could be for Lewis. Yeah. He's always bringing up. I don't remember the day we met, bro. I think we talked about it whenever he was on the pod. I don't remember the night we met at some quinceanera or some shit. So, I mean, I was thinking about this yesterday or the other day because he brought it up again, the fact that I didn't remember the day we met. And I thought I would come to the pod and we could talk about how we all met for the first time.
Damn, we're going to get sentimental.
Sentimental, bro. Trying to get the listeners a little in-depth look at who we are.
All right. Well, I mean, if we're going to put it out there, I met both of these guys at an orgy. Just
hell yeah.
Hey, yo.
Being completely honest.
And that was it. Next question, James.
Moving on.
I met Greg through a mutual friend. We were waiting in line. Well, I guess this was like our formal introduction. We had crossed paths because we played high school sports together. But I think the first time we actually spoke and had a meaningful conversation would have been at in line for a Nod Future concert in San Antonio at the White Rabbit.
Rest in peace.
And then James, I think we were being sold on the same auction block.
Oh my god. Hey, man. Holy shit.
My biggest weakness, I'm a perfectionist. I met James through a mutual friend as well, a house party in Littlefield, if I'm not mistaken.
It was
Goat House.
The Canelo fight.
Yeah.
The Mayweather fight.
That's how I met the boys.
You know why we converse is because he saw the only other black person in that room.
Naturally. Like, what's up, brother?
Hey,
you crazy party, yourself? Right? Little did I know James was the most Mexican motherfucker in that bitch.
That's crazy. So I tell a story that, you know, I've known G since high school because we did sports, but then we met at a concert and then we've been thick as thieves ever since.
Yeah, Zach and I would dust these boys in discus. They never stood a chance.
Bro, I wasn't there to throw no fucking disc. I was just there to talk to some hoes. I ain't care how far that disc went.
Ain't no change.
I think I met Greg through G. We went to that house y'all used to live in.
Let me tell the story, James.
Oh, go ahead, bro, because I my shit is fuzzy. It's the
famous story.
It was 2016 Forest Hills Drive, and G came over for a party. Brought James with him. I had known James, you know, or known of James via Twitter. So I was familiar with him. But he comes over. And we're chilling in the Blue House. And the Blue House was, you know, pretty fairly sized. And we had a den. And it was kind of like a circle round robin concept. You go in one way, you come back in the other. So we're all just chilling, sitting on the recliners. James is sitting in the corner by himself. Don't say a word to nobody for 6 hours. So after about 5 hours, I'm like, hey, bro, you good? Is there a problem? And I swear to God, this is what he said. He said, no problem here. I was just hoping you might give me some insight into the evolution of the market economy in the Southern colonies. Because my contention is that prior to the Revolutionary War, the economic modalities, especially in the Southern colonies, could most aptly be characterized as agrarian. I said, get the fuck out of here, bro.
Sounds like James. Nah, that sounds like some shit James would say.
Never. I didn't see him for a long time. And eventually he just started coming over every weekend with G to go to the library with us.
My prominent memory is when that fucking boot up song came on. We're in your fucking Camaro. And that shit repeated at least 200 times in that car.
Damn.
At least.
That's a good song.
Terrible song.
Madonna, boot up.
That's the Wet Carpet House, huh? I'm not gonna lie on these guys' house, but the one time I decided not to wear shoes, for like everywhere I took a step, it was just damp.
It must have been after a party, bro. You know them parties got sticky.
That's the thing. I only went on weekends. Y'all probably had a nice ass crib Monday through Friday, but let it be the weekend, and that shit was ransacked.
We got the deposit back though.
I don't know how.
He said, you guys took care of the guy so well. I should delete my number.
No take backs. No take backs.
I know you fucking lied.
I mean, shout out that landlord, dog. I used to call him Del Dimmadome. I don't know his real last name, but it was something like that.
God damn. All right,
well, that's what I wanted to bring this week. Because like I said, Lou's always giving me shit about not remembering the first time we met. But
that's a good
thing, you know.
Hey, real quick. Chat, round of applause for Greg for coming with a quality topic, because most days this motherfucker is winging it like a bitch.
just here,
he's hoping for some more updates on an asteroid so that way he can give us.
I really do this.
Welcome to podcasting, Greg, episode 56.
Y'all know that that beer I sent y'all a few weeks ago, that when I was at Target, that barrel beer,
that one in that red box?
Yeah. Come to find out, that's Tom Holland's non-alcohol beer.
Spider-Man.
Didn't know that, but when this beer came out or whatever, he went into Target trying to buy his own beer, and when he took it to the front, they wouldn't sell to him because he didn't have his ID, and it's like, well, I mean, this is my shit, like, this is my beer, whatever, like, nah, bro. Keep it pushing. So he had to go to three different Targets before they finally sold him his own beer. So I want to know, like, what would you create and have in stores, but people won't believe you created it?
You haven't heard of my product?
What?
It's pretty famous. It's gold wrapper condom.
Get the fuck out of here.
Get the fuck out.
This whole episode, y'all just full of shit. This is what's going on.
Magnum.
Y'all.
Magnums.
You with your two Gyarados and motherfucking created Magnums? Get the fuck out of here.
You did create Magnums, bro. I was there.
Wait, hold on.
Hey, yo.
Wait. I was talking about the ice cream bars.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
My own product? Man, it would have to be like some kind of charcoal for the grill.
Charcoal?
Yeah. Can you repeat the question for me, James? We're talking about a product that they wouldn't believe I made?
Yeah.
Hair gel
for me. Commemorative Trump towel.
If you knew Greg, he's like, nah, this ain't him.
Yeah, dang, that's fucking crazy. A type of mayo.
Yeah,
what?
Tanning lotion.
Tanning lotion.
Y'all don't like mayo?
No, I don't. I can't speak for G. I don't.
Well, you know, bringing up Lewis again. Lewis don't like mayo like at all. He thinks it's nasty shit. And I'm like, bro, you never had a sandwich? What the fuck, James?
For those of you that know Lewis, and most of our listeners know of Lewis, we know who Lewis is. If he thinks something's nasty, you know, you got to take it with a grain of salt. Because I knew this man in his early 20s. He ain't got no right to call anything nasty. Have y'all heard of a poop shotgun?
Nah, that's not.
He did it. So I can't believe his takes.
I will say he is a picky eater, though. He's a chicken tender only kind of guy.
That's not picky eater. He's got a child's palate.
All right.
Picky eating is like, oh, a medium rare steak and only medium rare. I won't eat it if it's rare or medium. It has to be medium. That's picky. or I want my fish cooked a certain temperature. If all you eat is chicken strips, you're not picky. You're a child.
Lewis, come defend yourself next week.
Happy anniversary, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Happy anniversary. Shout out to
Happy Lewis. Anniversary.
Sorry, I mean, James, I didn't mean to interrupt your mayo disparaging.
No, it's just, that's what I would create, mayo, because nobody's going to believe I made that shit.
Yeah.
That's fucking nuts.
That's me. Yeah. That is what it is.
Egg frozen anyway. Egg frittatas.
Frozen egg frittatas?
I can see you making that G quit.
your own line of what the fuck are they called? Caviar.
Oh yeah. I'm definitely making caviar. I'm gonna upsell the shit out of it. It's gonna come in a tuna can. It's gonna be caviar for people like me.
Broke. Caviar does look key come in a little tin like a tuna can.
Oh shit, here we go. Money bags.
I've only seen it in videos.
yeah, whatever. On the topic of food, staying with it, is Cane's good? Or is the star of the show really the sides?
Nah, here this motherfucker goes again with coleslaw, James. I'm not doing this.
No. By sides, you didn't let me finish. Okay, I'm talking about the toast. And the sauce, maybe even the crinkle cut fries. But is Cane's chicken good?
No, Cane's chicken is ass. You just need the toast. That's all you need.
Mm. So let me ask you something real quick, Greg. You're saying the toast carries the whole basket?
No, I'm saying I don't go to Cane's and get a basket. I go to Cane's and get a bread. And
that's it. Oh, okay. So I was just curious. Gotta get one bread. Bread, man.
Get my get out of here.
Nah, but I agree. The toast and the sauce really carry the chicken. If you eat that chicken by itself, it's bland chicken.
That's a war crime.
For people that be saying Cane's chicken is the best chicken ever, y'all fucking lying. Y'all ain't never had seasoned chicken in y'all life. It's that sauce and the toast. And if I offend somebody, I apologize. But hey, go get some spiced up chicken.
So who's got the best fast food or chain restaurant chicken?
Slim's.
Ooh.
Slim's or Chicken E? The spicy tenders for Chicken E?
Damn, nah. Them hoes look like... the hoes too thin, bro. They scrawny.
Too thin? What Chicken E you going to?
The one down the street, Chicken E.
Nah, my chickens are beat.
What was that?
What?
That's what I was attempting to say.
Yeah, he used two hands. He said, "This is big."
I was so hesitant to say that.
He said, "What about 8 inches and thick?"
Let me tell y'all why. Well, I mean, I really don't like the chicken at Cane's, but let me tell y'all why I exclusively stopped fucking with Cane's. Oh man, it's a tough story to tell. It was sophomore year in college. I pulled up to the Cane's. And I said, let me get the chicken sandwich, the chicken strip sandwich, and please have two breads. And he said, okay, pull four.
Hold on.
I get.
Does the sandwich not come with two breads?
Listen, man, I wanted the extra breads. I get home, and they put the two breads as the buns for the sandwich. And it just felt disrespectful to me, bro.
Extra bread? We're going to show you.
So I'm confused. How does a sandwich normally come?
A bun, like it's like a weird sesame seeded bun.
Oh, they do have buns.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
But I wanted two of the garlic breads. No, I wanted two of them toast. And I was like, man, this was about to be fire. No. I don't think I wanted two toast. I thought it came with a toast, and then I said and an extra toast. So they put the sandwich on toast instead of the bun.
Nah, I feel that. You know, I'd be pissed too.
Yeah, I was fucking mad to this day.
Yeah, I mean, I'm in there for the toast and the sauce, even the lemonade. The lemonade's fine. You know, we don't drink soda over here in these parts.
Have I had the lemonade? I think I always get sweet tea.
Sweet tea? Are you a 50-year-old white man?
Or I do the half and half, the Arnold Palmer.
Yeah, that's one of them ones.
Mm-hmm.
She a bad bitch. They never tell me Arnold Palmer's ain't good.
Yeah, I do that a lot.
Slaps, bro.
Yeah,
I remember that summer whenever. You know how they sell them in a can, but that summer they had the strawberry Arnold Palmer.
Oh yeah.
I wish they'd bring them hoes back, boy. Got that.
They hit, bro. So I wanted to bring this up because it's been going on Twitter for a little bit. excuse me, and I sent y'all the video. So Marlon Wayans and Soulja Boy been beefing for the last few weeks or something like that. I think it was that Marlon Wayans was doing some interview with somebody and they're asking him about the people that performed for the inauguration for Trump. And Soulja Boy was one of them. And he said, well, I mean, he probably needs the play because, I mean, Soulja Boy hasn't been relevant for years or whatever. And he probably needs that check. Well, Soulja Boy comes back around and goes back on Twitter and starts talking hot shit. And he starts talking about Marlon's trans child. I forgot if it was a boy or a girl. I can't remember. But starts talking shit about that and then comes back around and talks about the Wayans' mother. She passed away back in 2020 or something like that. So he comes back around and they're just going back and forth. And then Marlon starts really firing him up because he's a comedian, so he really got some comebacks. And then I sent y'all the video of him making the country song about the AI country song about him talking this shit because Soulja Boy could be on drugs for all I know, but hey, I don't know. I don't know if y'all saw it on Twitter or not. I just want to get y'all's take on it.
Well, number one, don't use AI for dumb shit. Number two, I thought it was hilarious because it's been multiple people now that have called Soulja Boy like a crackhead or a meth head. So I find it hilarious. I mean, that man ain't been right since he was on, what was that, The Breakfast Club, whatever show that is. He's Drake.
Yeah.
He's been losing his mind. Anybody who talks shit to him, I'm going to applaud. You don't fuck with the Wayans, man. I mean, that's one of the great families of comedy. And then to come after, you know, children or deceased mothers. Nah, there's got to be a point where you got to cut the nonsense. So I'm glad he created a country AI song that just called out all the shit that is quite possibly true about Soulja Boy.
Yeah.
Put me on Team Wayans.
Yeah, it was cool. Probably the third best diss track released in the last 12 months.
It's a good song. Maybe I'll post it on the IG, the song, just so everybody can hear it. Cause I don't know if everyone's heard it or not, but I thought it was fucking funny. But I just didn't know that they were beefing until I was scrolling on Twitter. And, you know, like if something's really popping off on Twitter, it'll just put it on your timeline.
Mm-hmm.
And Marlon Wayans was quote tweeting, talking shit to Soulja Boy. So I went down the rabbit hole and I was like, what the hell did I miss? And so I had to start doing some research and stuff. And I was like, oh, shit. So I was just curious what y'all thought because it was crazy. Oh, and it was his trans son. I had to go back and look, make sure I wasn't saying it wrong. But that's crazy, dude. The fact that, like, that same week that he dropped that song, that the Wayans were getting honored at the NAACP, I think, awards, mm-hmm. and got an award for their foot in comedy and stuff. And I said, that's fucking funny. This dude, Soulja Boy, coming for this family that's actually, like, accomplished. And Soulja Boy, mm-hmm. he called Soulja Boy, like, a one-hit wonder and everything like that. And, I mean, what's the last Soulja Boy song that you've heard?
Kiss Me Through the Phone.
And what year was that?
2008, baby. I don't know the year. that is not my area of expertise. No, I mean, it's usually people like Soulja Boy, man, that always try to attack people so negatively. You know what I'm saying? Like, it can be all fun and games and we're having fun online, but then you take it a step too far and it's like, all right, like you said, this man's a comedian, a trained comic. I mean, he's going to put you in the dirt.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know if Soulja Boy is really one of them ones. You know, people like him, usually real stupid, so he's probably got shooters. So just be careful.
Yeah.
Because it's usually the dumb ones that are ones that will crash out first. So although he may not be a serious individual, he may do some serious stuff, if you know what I mean.
It always goes back to that clip when he's trying to tell you got in that shootout or whatever.
Yeah.
And somebody went back like to like look up stuff about it, and they said that this could have happened. So, I mean, yeah, he could exactly be one of them ones, but he's also one of them ones.
They call him the YNs, if you know what that abbreviation
there
for.
You there you go. That I couldn't put it in my head, but yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah,
perfect.
Anybody, yeah. He's the one that walk around, he's got that NBA young boy, Black Air Force One with the shiesty on all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
He uses the word twin correctly. And that's all you need to know. All right. It's been a pretty good episode so far. So let's just keep the train rolling, right? I want to talk about our first times.
Mm.
Not together. But when you lost it. And you can be as detailed or as discreet as you want to be. But really my question is, if you could do it over again, would you?
I was fine with it. It was cool. I'm not getting into it, but I mean,
did you cry?
Did I cry? No, I didn't cry.
How old were you?
I didn't do it until I got to college, actually, because my mom was always on my ass about getting people pregnant, because she's like, don't be like your dad or whatever. And then I when I hung out with my dad, he's like, yeah, these are so-and-so and so your brothers. And I said, fuck no.
I don't want this for me.
That's what my mom was talking about.
Yeah, I was like, nah, I'm cool on all that. So, yeah, I just waited until, and then I got into college, and then, yeah.
The rest is history, wow. As they say.
Wow, James. Thanks for opening up about that.
Well, lucky Brownfield Lady Cub got the paws put on her.
She wasn't a Brownfield student, but it was a
teacher, dude. Got it.
No, it was a girl from another school. I was 17. It was on my 17th birthday. It was cool. Would I do it again? Absolutely. I mean, maybe I'd like to do it differently. We did it in a car, so it was kind of trash. Damn. But I mean, you know, it was cool.
It ain't shout nothing like the first time.
Oh, fuck.
I would give me a redo. Scrap my first one. I'd change everything about it. I regret it.
Why, dude? Was it bad? Was it embarrassing? Did you get caught?
Nah, it was just, you know, the person, like, in hindsight, like, damn, could have picked a better person.
That's crazy, bro.
I probably could have done it earlier in my life. I was 18. Yeah. It's like, what was I waiting for? What the hell? I was robbing myself of something for people were doing this for 14 years old.
Nah, that's crazy to me.
I don't know, man. I agree, though. I agree. I mean, hey, there was some offers on the table at the 15-year-old.
Okay. Had to put that out there.
Offers on the table.
Panties were being thrown. You heard it here first. It's a B&B exclusive. Greg has been that guy.
It was like a LeBron free agency type situation.
Oh, damn. Man said, I'm gonna make a decision on my birthday.
I didn't mean it like that. I'm just saying I had a
plethora.
There's no way for me to say what I want to say without saying. Like,
teams were lining up.
It was nothing like that. I had a girlfriend at 15. I had the same girlfriend. I had the same girlfriend I was with at 17. I was with her when I was 16. So I mean, that was, you know what I mean, it could have happened before, man. I was 17. I was just agreeing with G. God damn.
So you've been loyal. So what happened?
What do you mean?
You were loyal at one point. You said you were with this girl for 2 years, and
what are you talking about?
Now,
are you saying I'm not loyal now?
Well, I mean, that just seems like you're just a little afraid of commitment or something.
I don't know, man. You know, that's a mystery, isn't it? You want to get into this right now?
Chat. Would Greg be a good stepdad?
Damn.
What? I'm just, you know what? Maybe that was poor podcasting of me. Maybe I should have said that last part, but. Maybe they have an opinion. Yeah, but I would, if I go back, I'd change it all up, man. I'd re-roll the dice, and I would definitely play some music, because I breathe real loud. Mm. Yeah.
Sound like Halloween, Michael Myers on the phone in that car, Hungry, or in that situation.
No one, there needs to, I'm sure there's literature. But don't nobody tell you, like, how to go about doing it. And movies make it seem like it's, kiss me. It's gonna be all magical, but really, it's like, what's up, girl? Take your pants off. It's just weird because it's like, do you want to? Do I have your consent? Because that's the type of cat I was. It's like, are you okay? Are you good? Do you want a snack? Can I get you a liquid IV or something? All that just to say, 2 minutes later, I was like, yeah, that's the best thing you ever had, huh? It wasn't. LeBron in free agency. I was. I was G League.
G League is crazy. Hey, that is what it is. It happens. Shit happens.
I'm grown now. I got a kid.
There you go.
Hey, man, I would do it over 2G. Like I said, I would want to, well, just the situation, just the location part. Because we're out in the country, another car pulled up on us. It was awkward.
Damn. They were trying to get it in, too.
Yeah.
Popular spot.
Shaking my head.
I'm glad y'all participated. I don't know. I had that on my list. I thought, I don't know how this is going to go over. But, hey, y'all participate. So, kudos to y'all.
Yeah. Do what I can. So, I had this question from a listener. put you into this. Let's say your car still has a CD player and everything. And you've had this car forever, and you've been playing this one CD in there all the time, and the CD gets stuck. And now it's time for you to get a new car, and you trade it in, and somebody else gets your car, but your CD is still stuck in there. What CD is the CD that's stuck in there for somebody else to get when they get that car for their first car?
It's probably a burnt CD, to be honest.
That's a good one.
It's a playlist somebody that I made, you know, LimeWire.
So we're talking about like when CDs were prevalent, right?
Yeah, but like any music or anything like that, from music from now, from whenever, or whatever. I'm just putting you in this, like, when cars still has CD players.
Oh, okay. Mine's still the same. It's 50 Cent's Get Rich or Die Trying.
I'm going to go with the... I'll also go with 50 Cent. I had a CD. The Massacre, though.
Oh.
I remember we came to Lubbock to buy that, and I was fucking pissed because my mom wouldn't let me play because we had my grandma with me. And I had to wait till I got home.
Longest car ride ever.
It was, bro. And then we had to stop at Sears. I was like, fucking Sears? Fucking pissed, dude.
Fucking Sears?
R.I.P. to Sears.
Shit.
All because of Greg.
I'm looking for the album right now. I can't remember what the fuck it was called.
There's also that album with Ludacris where he's getting his hair done on the stoop. Can't remember what album that was.
What album was that?
Was that Chicken and Beer?
I can't remember, dude. That might be it.
I thought Chicken and Beer is the one where he's at the bar and he has
he's eating a chicken leg, huh?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Is it Back for the First Time? Was it the first one?
I don't know, man. I'll find out.
Mine would be the Cumbia Kings album 4. This one had No Tengo Dinero, Llévame al Cielo, Mi Gente, Contigo, Please Don't Go Girl, all these bangers. That'd be my CD in there.
Greg, hell of a pool. That was Back for the First Time. The year 2000.
Damn.
I do this. I really do this shit.
What the hell was I doing at 7 years old? God damn.
Hey, that was a banger CD, though, James. That was a good Cumbia Kings album. I'm not going to sit here and act like I need to have 93.7 on sometimes.
I'm saying, bro.
Shout out radio stations.
The Carter 3, that one too. Rotation.
That's a good one. I don't know. I mean, I feel like I was buying CDs for a long time, and then Napster came along and LimeWire and all that shit, and it was just burn them all, baby. You know how many
I used to sell burnt CDs, bro.
Me too. Follow up question. Give me 3 songs that you would put on a burnt CD right now off top.
Lips of an Angel by Hinder's definitely on there.
Hell yeah.
Y'all can go. I won't ruin y'all's list if y'all got some.
Shit. Probably Put That
Woman First by Jaheim.
Put That Woman First?
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck is it called? Oh, Cisco Incomplete? That shit go crazy.
That's nuts. I'm going to put Impala by Young Nudy on there.
That's a good song. Let me think. What's on this album?
Miss New Booty by Bubba Sparks. That's my last one.
Oh, damn.
Right after
Impala by Young Nudy, I'm going to put Shake It by Metro Station.
I hate you so much.
Three-peat, Lil Wayne. Last one. I'm going to put some Jodeci on there. Probably Freaking You.
Damn. This motherfucker.
Everywhere, bro.
And then I'm going to round it off with Baile. You know, what is it? Baile. What's the second word? I forget. Inolvidable, the Bad Bunny song.
Oh, that's off the new album, right?
Yeah.
I got an honorable mention. Never Scared by Bone Crusher.
Damn, that's a good song, bro. Walk down at the club.
That music video is so fucking funny. Seeing it now, this giant ass motherfucker stepping on people.
I got an honorable mention too. Lost in Love, NC Magic. Throw that bitch.
God damn, bro.
That's dishonorable.
That's crazy.
Dishonorable mention. That's bitchy.
Song of the week.
Song of the week brought to you by our sponsor. Y'all thought I forgot. I did not. This episode and Song of the Week is brought to you by our good friend Dallas Gutierrez at the Dallas Gutierrez Law Firm. If you're in an accident in Texas, dial Dallas 877-5-DALLAS. Great man, great attorney. Song of the Week is Do For Love by Snow Allegra. Y'all want me to sing a bit?
I guess
no.
That's not like that.
She sampled that or what?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Move On by No Worries.
Ain't that Modest Mouse? No, it's Float On.
I'm going to go Reptilia, The Strokes.
The Strokes? Who the hell are you?
I'm everywhere, bro.
Yeah, no shit. Okay. I mean, I respect it.
I listen to all that shit this week. That's crazy.
I don't respect it.
Whatever, bro. Big hater. That's fine.
I mean, it is, cool. It is Greg.
Anywho. Another question that was sent by listeners, they want to ask, could we pass the citizenship exam? And I have a few questions.
Oh, shit.
More quizzes?
They asked, and I'm delivering. Okay. I'm going to give y'all, I will do five. That's fine. What is one right or freedom from the First Amendment?
Freedom of speech.
Jack.
What? You want me to answer? Is it freedom
of speech? Yeah, I want to see if you was going to give me another one.
Right to, is it something about the press?
Yeah, okay. So the answer would be speech, religion, assembly, press, and petition the government. What did the Declaration of Independence do?
Declared our independence.
Yeah.
Basically.
I think you said it, boss.
Next.
All right. Let me see.
Hey, if I fail this, am I going to get the... Never mind.
Damn, James, an ice agent now?
Low key.
What stops one branch of government from becoming too powerful?
Checks and balances.
Checks and balances, baby.
And what else?
What you mean, what else?
This not heater. Yeah.
On this, it says checks, checks and balances and separation of powers.
Oh. Mm. It's not a thing anymore, but okay.
Sorry. This is just a practice quiz, so sorry. All right. Let's see. Was that three?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Am I a citizen yet?
Not yet. Trying to find y'all something harder.
Huh?
That's not.
No, bro.
That's not. Chill. That's relaxed. Chill out. What are two cabinet level positions?
Top and bottom.
Get the fuck out of here.
two cabinet level positions?
Yes.
So Secretary of Health.
Yeah. Attorney General.
Secretary of Education, Secretary of Agriculture.
That's yeah, four, James. Are we good?
I know. I was nodding my head, bro. You know,
not a cabinet position. That stupid fuck Elon Musk. Whatever the fuck he's doing. But yet he was in that meeting today. Fucking cuck.
Yeah, he's a fucking pussy.
Okay. Under our Constitution, some powers belong to the federal government. What is one power of the federal government?
One power of the federal government?
Yes, sir.
Depends on the administration. This one wants to see the downfall of the country.
One power of the federal government.
Mm-hmm. Is your question? They print money.
That's one.
So what is that? Treasury?
No, it just gives me the answer. So it says to print money, to declare war, and to create an army.
Nah, fuck it.
That was the last one. I want to make treaties. My bad, bro.
Make trees.
Make treaties.
Oh, it's like, should I make a tree right now?
Look at that. 5 and 5 for y'all.
I didn't get the last one.
Oh, okay. Well,
hey, go get him, James.
I was just curious. Oh, we also did have something from the Instagram too, and this is mainly for Greg. Let me pull it up real quick.
Jaime.
So Jaime asked, "I need 30-minute isolation from Greg explaining the canceled Drake tour. They don't got to be 30 minutes, but
no, I want 30.
Jamie again." I really don't know why Drake canceled them tour dates. The other shows were sold out, and as they said, the whole shit sold out. So I'm not sure why they did that. I don't have an answer for him. I haven't texted Drake about it. I'm sure I'll get an email later.
Whenever Greg, you know, Greg types up the fan mail,
it's a schedule conflict. Is what Drake said. I'm gonna go with it. So. Probably saw a big ass spider and was like, "Give me the fuck out of Australia." I wouldn't want to be there either.
Everything's trying to kill you there.
I will say though, I'm not a big fan of white women. I've said it before on this pod, but Australian white women, next level. They be surfing.
Wow. All right. That was James's quiz corner stolen from me. Welcome back to my quiz corner, everybody. The real quiz corner. What does Wi-Fi stand for?
We'll find.
Wireless internet.
What? What does Wi-Fi stand for?
Wireless internet, and I can't think of what the FI is.
Nah, it doesn't stand for anything. It was a play on the abbreviation hi-fi for high fidelity.
Oh.
So there's whatever. No to Wi-Fi.
No. Somebody said like wireless internet.
James, you got that one all wrong, bro.
All right.
I'm looking it up right now.
You're in a car race. You overtake the second place. What place are you in now?
Second place.
No, because you've been lapped.
What?
Fuck.
Second place was correct. Second place was correct. Everybody relax. Everybody relax. All right. Stop yelling at me. What's the name of the star closest to us?
James.
North Star. I mean, it could be me too, but whatever. The fuck is that star called?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I'm trying to think of like Tool song names. Lateris or some shit.
It's
Wait.
Whoa. It's not the sun. Is it the sun?
Yeah.
God damn it, dude. And I was going to say it, but I was like, there's no way it's the sun.
Third rock from the sun.
Is it baby? Really?
Yeah, based off of Reddit.
Oh my gosh, bro. Hold on real quick.
No, we don't fact check.
The closest star to Earth after the sun is Proxima Centauri.
After the sun, fool.
Well, if we count the sun, then fuck it, I guess. But
yeah, the sun's a star. The sun's a star.
Like, but never mind. I'm not
so Republican of you.
All right, go ahead.
That's nuts, bro. I figured there'd be like a star like between us and the moon, at least one, you know what I'm saying?
Nope.
The sun.
John's mother has three children. Huey, Dewey, and who else?
John.
Hey, good job, Greg. What do cows drink?
Water.
Fuck.
Either we must say milk.
Okay, smart guy. What's in my pocket?
Yeah, pockets.
What do I have in my pocket?
Magnum condom, baby. Hell yeah, let's go.
Magnum ice cream. I don't use them things no more. Come on. Kind of fucking a lot of years.
Whatever, bro.
That's my anyway. Quick
well, I have another question from a listener.
All right.
And what else I have left? I think I have it. Oh, yeah, that's my last one. And then I was going to ask y'all the title of the books that we had from last week. But we all have 9-to-5s, but what would be your 6-to-7?
Ooh, after work?
Yes.
Sulking, self-loathing.
I was going to say golfing.
Golfing, 6-to-7?
Yeah, like golf
sticking with my answer. Sticking with my answer.
Sleeping or editing?
Wallow in self-pity.
Wallow in self-pity. I do put in some anime here and there, but mostly sleeping. All right.
What? In there, James?
Get the fuck out of here. All right. No, I was just going to ask y'all one more thing about y'all titles from y'all's books from last week.
Garbage Tales by G.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I workshopped that one for days. TM.
No, that's stupid as hell. I can't think of it. I had this question all week, and I can't even think of a title for me.
Yeah, you didn't do your homework, don't lie.
I sure didn't.
What was my book about? Fumbling Women?
Yeah, I said it was Butterfingers.
I'm going to go with What Women Wanted. Yeah.
Damn.
And then in little letters, and How I Didn't Deliver.
I was just going to call it In the Back Seat.
In the Back Seat.
That's crazy.
Because of sex.
Thank you, G.
I'll be here all week.
Oh my gosh. What do I fucking name mine? I ain't got it. Terrifying Stories from James. Boom.
Not reading that.
Hell yeah.
Sounds a real page turner, that one, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Show it.
Oh wait, before we wrap up though, last week we did talk about that super sad show that I watched called One Day on Netflix.
Oh yeah. So,
Let's get your thoughts, G, before we wrap up.
I'd like
live up to the hype.
It was good. I'm not gonna sit here and bullshit y'all. It was good. It was sad. I was called an effing monster by our always mentioned friend Lewis because I didn't cry.
That was me.
You called me an effing monster?
Yeah.
Oh, well, never mind. I think Lewis liked the comment then.
Yep.
It was sad. Don't get it wrong. We watched The Wild Robot right after. That shit nearly brought me to tears as opposed to One Day.
Did that scene catch you off guard? Or?
Oh, absolutely. It's all just chilling, and boom. I was like, oh, damn.
Lights out.
You can, I mean, obviously with knowing how many episodes there are and what's kind of transpiring in the story, you know something's bound to happen. But, man, it came out of left field. Never expected it. Sad as hell. I hope it's not based
episode
on
the true 14 story. Episode 14 was a tough watch.
Indeed. Everything after said incident was just like, damn, bro.
Quick, too. It don't have to be a whole breakdown of the movie. I just want to know how you felt about the ending since Charles, I'm shouting him out right now because this man hasn't hit his back yet. How'd you feel about the ending of Parasite?
Number one, them Koreans got some creative ass minds. Number two, I need to learn Morse code. And number three, again, caught me by complete surprise. Great, great movie. I can see why it won all the awards it did. You never really knew what was going to happen next. And I think the ending kind of lent itself to that. So yeah, kudos to them. It's an older movie. If you haven't seen Parasite, give it a watch.
That shit's crazy. That one person that doesn't make it out, from what you see in it, I thought she was going to be full cool. And then later on, they just tell you like what all transpired after that. I said, what the fuck just happened? Nope.
Wrong.
Anyway.
All right. That's been episode 56. All over the place in this episode, but I think that's what makes the podcast, I'm going to call it special. I think that's what keeps y'all coming back. Hey, we got an extra review on Spotify, so shouts out to y'all that are reviewing. Keep doing it. Keep following, subscribing, downloading, all that stuff. Interact with the Instagram page. We love all the support. And a new subscriber. And a subscriber. Shout out to the new subscriber. Y'all, hey, we know y'all are listening, but y'all ain't subscribing. I'm not going to bully y'all, but please listen. Please. We love the support. Appreciate y'all as always. James, Greg, what do y'all got before we get out of here?
Anime Corner Pod dropped the episode breaking down the winter season. We're at that midpoint before we get into spring shows, and then I'll drop an episode for that. And that's all I got.
Yeah, I don't have nothing. Y'all subscribe, like G said. Like he said, we know y'all are listening. Like, we see the fucking numbers, bro. Like, just fucking subscribe. Like, what are y'all doing?
That's it. See y'all next time.